This is TWiT.
We knew it was coming, but it is official. Last quarter, Comcast and Time Warner Cable started selling more broadband subscriptions than television subscriptions. This according to a new tally from the Leichtman Research Group. It's a slim margin, but important nonetheless. Out of their nearly 50 million total subscribers, the top cable providers have 5,000 more internet subscribers over TV subscribers. Of course, most subscribers get both. So now the balance has shifted to internet access over the infrastructure that once built its business selling you pay television. This makes the Comcast-Time Warner Cable merger even more interesting, whereby a combined company could control over 40% of the broadband market. Verizon, if you remember, was once part of Bell Atlantic and GTE and owns miles and miles of copper wire. The company wants customers to switch from all the old copper landline wires to fiber. But not everyone wants to. In a power outage, fiber service could go down while the current conducting copper stays online. Customers have reported various stages of pressure from Verizon. Customer Karen Ann Kohling of North Kingstown, Rhode Island, told Ars Technica, quote, Verizon's efforts to force people off copper in the area of Rhode Island rise to the level of harassment, end quote. Verizon has 4.9 million residential customers still on copper, with 5.5 million getting voice service over fiber. According to Ars Technica, consumers and public interest groups have accused Verizon of letting copper networks deteriorate and using their degraded status to push and pressure customers toward fiber upgrades. Now, you've heard of ride-sharing apps like Uber, Lyft, Zimride. What about airplane sharing services like Airpooler, FlightNow? Today, the Federal Aviation Administration may have grounded this idea. In a ruling, the FAA stated that by sharing gas and other costs with passengers, the pilot receives compensation and therefore needs a commercial pilot's license and must operate as an air service. Airpooler CEO Steve Lewis told VentureBeat that private pilots are hurting since the costs of operating airplanes, quote, have doubled or tripled in the last 20 years. The concept of air sharing helps pilots as well as passengers, says Lewis. The FAA based its decision on customer safety because without a commercial license, there are questions about the pilot's health and experience. Airpooler plans to continue operating until they get further clarification from the FAA. According to Mary Jo Foley at All About Microsoft, the company plans to deliver a technology preview of the Windows Threshold, or Windows 9, operating system by late September or early October. She cites several sources who asked not to be named. Threshold Windows 9 is expected to be available in the spring of 2015, have a number of new features, including a new mini start menu, windowed Metro-style applications that can run on the desktop, virtual desktops, and the elimination of the Charms bar that debuted as part of Windows 8. Cortana integration with Windows Threshold is looking like it could make it into the OS as well. Mary Jo asked, but got no official comment from Microsoft on Threshold, when it will be available, what it will cost, or the name. You go to a concert to watch the bands, but the 2013 Boston Calling Music Festival, there were 10 cameras with face recognition technology watching thousands of concert goers. According to reports from Dig Boston and Noisy, the city of Boston was watching and using IBM software that recognized people based on their skin color, clothes, and facial features. Back at the command center, city officials and police used this information along with social media to understand the crowd's actions and identify, quote, suspicious objects and sketchy characters. Understandably, the city is very security-minded after the Boston Marathon bombings. This was a pilot project, and apparently attendees were not informed about the cameras or the software.